Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of leadership and management headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
UK security firm Regent Security Guarding wins National Diversity and Inclusion Award. Regent Security Guarding, a leading UK security firm, has won the Diversity and Inclusion Award at the Small Business Awards 2025 for their commitment to inclusive hiring and career development. With over 80% of their workforce from BAME backgrounds, they are setting a new standard in the security industry. The company's Disability Confident Committed policies ensure accessibility for individuals with disabilities and neurodiverse conditions. Head of Marketing, Chris Gowlett, who has ADHD, has benefited from the company's support in securing workplace adjustments. Regent Security Guarding is not only reshaping its own workforce, but also inspiring change in the industry to promote inclusivity and accessibility. For more information, visit their website. Rotunda Capital Partners announces promotions of Rona Kennedy and Rohit Dake. Rotunda Capital Partners announces the promotions of Rona Kennedy to Partner, Chief Financial Officer, and Chief Compliance Officer, and Rohit Dake to Managing Director. Rona, who joined in 2019, has strengthened financial management and compliance while founding the Women in Leadership Group. Rohit, the first employee in 2016, has been instrumental in investment execution and portfolio management. Managing Partner John Frueworth praises their contributions to Rotunda's growth and success, highlighting their expertise and leadership. These promotions reflect their commitment to Rotunda's values and will shape the firm's future. Exhibit G Law Firm's Giselle Gutierrez joins Florida Bar Young Lawyers Division for insightful webinar on mentorship. Exhibit G Law Firm founder Giselle Gutierrez recently shared insights on mentorship in a webinar with the Florida Bar Young Lawyers Division. The event, Navigating Mentorship as a Young Lawyer, emphasized the importance of seeking mentorship, building professional relationships, and leveraging guidance for career advancement. Gutierrez, along with Jose Rohady of the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office, discussed strategies for young lawyers to benefit from mentorship. The webinar highlighted the role of mentorship in career development, ethical practice, and long-term success in the legal profession. Attendees gained valuable insights on identifying mentors, fostering relationships, and giving back as mentors themselves. Exhibit G Law Firm is dedicated to empowering employees and employers with legal guidance, reinforcing its commitment to professional development and career growth for young attorneys. Marquise Who's Who Listee, Nanette Yabiku, featured on Studio 17 Live to discuss leadership in education. Educator and leadership expert Nanette Yabiku recently appeared on Studio 17 Live to discuss how brain science can enhance teaching effectiveness. With a background as a teacher and academic coach, Ms. Yabiku's journey into leadership began as she sought to improve her classroom influence. Through studying under John Maxwell and exploring neuroscience, she now coaches teachers and parents to refine communication and leadership skills for positive learning environments. Ms. Yabiku offers tailored training sessions to strengthen educators' classroom presence and reduce stress, continuing her mission to serve the education community. Learn more about her work on Studio 17 Live. ADAP Advocacy releases supplemental report on 340B covered entities. ADAP Advocacy, in collaboration with the Community Access National Network, has released a supplemental report on the 340B drug pricing program. The report found that among the 33 covered entities audited, annual revenues increased by an average of 772.92%, while executive compensation increased by an average of 237.11%. CEO Brandon M., Maxada highlighted concerns about the program putting providers before patients, with some executives receiving significant pay increases while charity care provision decreased. The audit included hospitals, STD clinics, and HRSA-funded health centers. For more information, visit ADAP Advocacy's website. Financial Gravity welcomes new family office directors. Lauren Fisher and Dave Fisher, Financial Gravity Companies, Inc., welcomes Lauren Fisher and David Fisher as new family office directors. Lauren, with a background in finance and investing, is dedicated to helping clients achieve their financial goals. David, a financial planner, focuses on providing precise solutions for his clients' financial needs. Together, they co-founded Team Fisher Financial and are responsible for prescribing advanced tax solutions. Lauren and David rely on Financial Gravity, Inc. to deliver lower costs, higher tax efficiency, comprehensive diversification, and transparent risk management. CEO Scott Winters expressed excitement about their expertise aligning with the company's vision to democratize family office services. By integrating multiple financial disciplines, Financial Gravity aims to provide comprehensive, conflict-free solutions to more families, expanding access to holistic wealth management strategies. Innovative Designs, Inc. reaches profitability for first time by reporting of record sales results in fiscal year 2024, delivering almost 300% revenue increase versus previous year. Innovative Designs, Inc. has reached profitability for the first time with record sales results in fiscal year 2024, boasting a nearly 300% revenue increase compared to the previous year. The sales of their superior evacuated cell home insulation continue to surge into the fiscal first quarter of 2025. The company attributes this success to the rising demand for their unmatched Insultex house wrap, which has been recognized as the best option to satisfy new government building codes. With robust sales continuing into 2025, Innovative Designs is working on accelerating product production rates to meet the growing demand. CEO Joseph A. Richelli Jr. expressed excitement about the company's financial success and plans to expand production and marketing efforts. Stay tuned for details on the upcoming shareholders conference.
Regents names new sales leadership to drive sustainable growth in Washington and Oregon. Regents has named new sales leadership in Washington and Oregon to drive sustainable growth in both states. Stacy Krim, previously Vice President of Small Business in Washington, will now be Vice President of the Washington Market, overseeing account management. Renee Balsiger remains as Vice President of the Oregon Market. Stephanie Walker, former Vice President of Key Accounts in Washington, will now be Vice President for the Washington State Healthcare Authority and Public Sector. Tracy Olson, previously Director of New Sales in Oregon, will now lead new sales in both Oregon and Washington. These changes come as Michael Cole, President for Regents in Oregon, takes on Washington as well, reflecting the evolving Pacific Northwest market. The new leadership structure aims to better serve customers and communities by fostering collaboration across state lines.
Top motivational speaker Rocky Romanella offers crucial points to consider for high-performance selling in business-to-business, business-to-consumer, and inside sales. Top motivational speaker Rocky Romanella recently shared crucial points to consider for high-performance selling in business-to-business, business-to-consumer, and inside sales. In his newsletter, Romanella outlined the sales competency profile, emphasizing the importance of vision, organizational commitment, and achieving business results. He highlighted the key role of inside sales associates in identifying new market opportunities, tailoring pitches to client needs, and fostering collaboration with marketing and product development teams. Romanella stressed the significance of providing superior customer experiences, actively listening to customer needs, building strong relationships, and expressing gratitude. He described the behaviors and descriptors of a high-performance inside sales individual, including enthusiasm, confidence, and a focus on value over price competition. For more insights on leadership and balanced leadership principles, check out Romanella's website and his best-selling book, Tighten the Lug Nuts. For those looking to enhance their leadership skills, Romanella offers resources such as live and virtual keynotes, training sessions, podcasts, and video libraries. Contact Rocky Romanella for keynote speaking engagements and media interviews to benefit from his wealth of experience in supply chain, logistics, retail, sales, and operational excellence.
Peter Ortiz joins IFA's Hispanic Latino Franchise Leadership Council executive team. Chief Development Officer Peter Ortiz of Ascent Hospitality Management has joined the International Franchise Association's Hispanic Latino Franchise Leadership Council, HLFLC. This council supports Hispanic franchise ownership in the U.S., providing resources and connections for Latino entrepreneurs. Ortiz, with extensive experience in brand growth, aims to empower the next generation of franchise leaders. The HLFLC, part of the IFA Foundation's Diversity Institute, offers networking, education, and mentorship. Ortiz's commitment to supporting entrepreneurs will drive progress and open doors for future leaders in the industry.
Jamie Raskulinich, CEO of Next Generation Trust Company, shares information about 401k rollovers and 402f notices on Forbes Finance Council platform. Jamie Raskulinich, CEO of Next Generation Trust Company and member of the Forbes Finance Council, recently shared valuable information on 401k rollovers and 402f notices. Many workers can transfer their 401k balance when leaving a job to avoid abandoning their retirement savings. Next Generation Trust Company specializes in account administration and asset custody for self-directed retirement IRAs. Raskulinich advises investors to consult professionals before making any changes to their retirement funds. Updates to the 402F notice aim to provide clearer language on distribution options and tax treatments. Legislation is being considered to simplify retirement plan distribution options and expand annuity options for those aged 50 and older. For more information, visit Next Generation Trust Company's website. GTN names three new managing directors. Global Tax Network, GTN, has named Rajazad, Richard Leach, and Tracy Novotny as managing directors effective January 1, 2025. Azad, with over 21 years at GTN, is known for his client relationships and leadership. Leach, with 2 decades of international tax experience, will focus on driving future success. Novotny, with 18 years in global mobility tax, is committed to excellence and growth. As managing directors, they will guide GTN through its next phase of growth, ensuring continued excellence in navigating global mobility tax challenges. GTN is a mobility tax services firm, empowering people to live and work worldwide, with a focus on expatriates, foreign nationals, business travelers, remote workers, and permanent transfers.
USCIF announces election of new board members and board chair. USCIF, the Sustainable Investment Forum, has announced the election of a new board chair, Stephanie Cohn Rupp, CEO of Veris Wealth Partners, along with 8 new directors for the 2025-2027 term. These industry leaders bring a wealth of experience in sustainable and impact investing, supporting U.S.'s mission to shift investment practices towards sustainability. The board, led by Cohn Rupp and Vice Chair Iyasu Asayas, will guide the organization's strategic direction and commitment to diversity, innovation, and excellence. Outgoing Board Chair Dieterik Timmer and Linda Elling Lee's efforts are appreciated as the organization looks towards a more resilient economy and a sustainable future. Investments and Wealth Institute appoints Steve DeAngelis as Chief Revenue Officer to lead global growth strategy. The Investments and Wealth Institute has appointed Steve DeAngelis as Chief Revenue Officer to lead the global growth strategy. DeAngelis will oversee the Institute's global sales operations, expand certification reach, and drive revenue growth. With over 30 years of experience in financial services, DeAngelis is expected to enhance partnerships and educational solutions through the Investments and Wealth Academy. His role will focus on strategic partnerships and innovative solutions to empower Institute members in the evolving financial advice landscape. DeAngelis, based in Philadelphia, will report to CEO Sean Walters. His appointment aims to elevate the Institute's role as the premier membership-based credentialing organization for financial advisors and their supporting firms.
Muhto Health and MGRC announce an exclusive distribution partnership in Turkey. Muhto Health, a global leader in DNA and epigenetic consumer testing, has announced an exclusive distribution partnership with Arjantik Sağlık Turizm ve Ticaret AS for genetic testing kits in Turkey. The Muhto Health app will be translated into Turkish, and the web-based practitioner portal will also be available in Turkish. Arjantik will launch a dedicated Turkish-language Muhto-branded website to offer DNA and epigenetic tests in Turkey. This collaboration presents a significant opportunity for Muhto to expand its presence in Turkey's health and longevity sector. Nathan Berkley, CEO of Muhto Health, expressed excitement about reaching a new audience in Turkey, while Tekin Aldemir, director of Arjantik, looks forward to extending the partnership beyond Turkey in the future.
Top motivational speaker and best-selling author, Rocky Romanella offers a universal blueprint for business success in 2025. Top motivational speaker and best-selling author Rocky Romanella recently shared a universal blueprint for business success in 2025. In his article, he emphasized the importance of values, integrity, hard work, and enthusiasm in achieving results. Romanella's book, Tighten the Lug Nuts, offers practical leadership advice and has been recognized as a bestseller. He also hosts the Leadership Library podcast, providing valuable insights on topics like goal setting, integrity, and strategic vision. With over 40 years of leadership experience, Romanella is a sought-after keynote speaker known for motivating and inspiring audiences worldwide. For more information on his resources and services, visit his website at 360managementservices.com. Mary Marcus appointed CEO of New Age Industries, Inc. Mary Marcus has been appointed as the CEO of New Age Industries, Inc., the parent company of Advanta Pure and New Age Performance Products. With a background in supply chain operations and various leadership roles within the company since 2008, Mary has been instrumental in the growth and success of the organization. Her appointment as CEO has been met with enthusiasm and support from the board of directors, recognizing her dedication and commitment to the company, its team members, and global partners. Mary's leadership has been pivotal in establishing single-use sterilization programs, expanding cleanroom production suites, and launching a new manufacturing site in Europe. With a bachelor's degree in business administration and a master's degree in organizational development, Mary is poised to lead New Age Industries into the next chapter of success.
Exit Factor accelerates growth with new franchise agreements, announces plans to expand abroad. Exit Factor, a leading franchise in business value enhancement and exit planning, has accelerated its growth with new franchise agreements in multiple states, including California, Missouri, and Virginia. With a total of 58 territories across 13 states, the company continues to expand its presence. Founder and CEO Jessica Fialkovich highlights the increasing demand for exit planning services. In addition to domestic growth, Exit Factor plans to enter international markets in Canada, Ireland, and the United Kingdom in 2025. The company's comprehensive suite of services includes business valuation, value enhancement strategies, exit planning, and succession planning. Exit Factor is part of the United Franchise Group family, offering clients access to a global network and almost four decades of franchising experience.
Manjesh Anachatra's pre-corporate leadership journey, a story of grit and mastery. Manjesh Anachatra's career journey is a story of determination and creativity. Starting from the ground up, he honed his skills in finance and accounting, achieving notable milestones along the way. Facing challenges head-on, Manjesh thrived in the competitive finance industry, using each obstacle as an opportunity for growth. His focus on financial forecasting and strategic decision-making set him apart, leading to impressive results for the organizations he managed. Building strong relationships and emphasizing teamwork, Manjesh's leadership style paved the way for success. Adapting to changing economic landscapes, he demonstrated flexibility and strategic insight, preparing himself for larger roles in financial management. With a foundation built on grit and strategic thinking, Manjesh's career trajectory showcases his ability to navigate the complexities of the finance world.
D-Wave Quantum, QBTS, appoints Sharon Holt to Board of Directors. D-Wave Quantum Inc. appoints Sharon Holt to its Board of Directors, joining recent additions John DeLullo and Rohit Ghai. Holt's experience in semiconductors and executive roles at Rambus Inc., Agilent Technologies, and HP will be valuable. She currently serves on the board of Infinera Corp. Holt's expertise in go-to-market strategies will help accelerate D-Wave's growth. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz highlighted the timing of Holt's appointment in capitalizing on immediate advantages and building a solid business for the long term. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing systems and services, delivering customer value with practical quantum applications for various industries. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
WebCE launches new course to help CFP professionals navigate updated ethics standards. WebCE, a leading provider of online continuing education and training for financial professionals, has launched a new course titled Ethics CE, a Practical Application of CFP Board's Code and Standards. This course is aimed at helping certified financial planner professionals meet the updated ethics continuing education requirements set by the CFP Board. The program focuses on the Code of Ethics and Standards of Conduct, emphasizing the importance of ethical financial planning. Key topics covered include understanding financial advice and planning, applying fiduciary duty, client communication and documentation, as well as compliance and integrity. The course is now available through WebCE's online platform, allowing CFP professionals to fulfill their new Ethics CE requirement and further elevate the standards of the profession.
Velocity Global welcomes Johan Land and Carol McKinley to its leadership team as it enters its next phase of growth. Velocity Global, the expert on global workforce management, appoints Johan Land as Chief Product Officer and Carol McKinley as Chief Human Resources Officer. Johan will drive product vision and strategy, drawing from experience at TomTom and Google. Carol, with over 30 years in HR, will lead HR strategy and operations, having scaled teams at Binance.us. Both leaders bring valuable expertise to Velocity Global, positioning the company for growth and success in empowering businesses worldwide. For more information, visit velocityglobal.com. Dunbrook Associates unveils tailored investment strategies for every life stage. Dunbrook Associates, a leading financial advisory firm in Canada, introduces comprehensive investment strategies designed to evolve with life's changing milestones. From building a foundation in early adulthood to managing wealth in retirement, these tailored approaches aim to support individuals in achieving financial security and long-term growth. In the early years, the focus is on maximizing growth potential and establishing solid financial habits. Strategies such as investing in growth-focused assets like stocks and ETFs, leveraging low-cost options like index funds, and contributing to employer-sponsored retirement plans are central to building a strong financial base. In the middle years, as financial stability increases, diversification becomes paramount. Expanding portfolios to include bonds, real estate, and alternative investments helps balance risk and reward. Approaching retirement, the focus shifts to protecting accumulated wealth and maximizing savings. In retirement, strategic wealth management takes center stage, with emphasis on income-generating investments and balanced portfolios to preserve purchasing power against inflation. Throughout all life stages, principles like starting early, regular financial plan reviews, avoiding emotional decisions, and seeking expert advice are key to successful investment strategies. Dunbrook Associates offers personalized financial plans that adapt to each client's evolving needs, prioritizing long-term success and financial well-being.
Darren and Mike spotlight success with Enagic Network Marketing, your path to entrepreneurial freedom. Renowned entrepreneurs, Darren and Mike are leading the way in Enagic Network Marketing, offering aspiring business owners a unique opportunity to achieve financial freedom through proven strategies and personalized training programs. With years of experience in digital marketing and MLM, Darren and Mike have built a reputation for excellence. Their innovative approach ensures participants learn valuable skills and gain the confidence needed to build a sustainable business. Success stories from their team members highlight the effectiveness of their methods, with step-by-step guidance allowing participants to achieve milestones in their Enagic network marketing journey. Their comprehensive training programs cover every aspect of the business, from understanding products to mastering digital marketing and sales. The benefits of Enagic network marketing are undeniable, with proven systems for success, comprehensive support and training, and a flexible, scalable business model. Darren and Mike's focus on genuine connections and results-driven strategies has created a community of like-minded entrepreneurs who thrive together.
Coconut Software welcomes new executives to leadership team. Coconut Software, a leading provider of lobby management and appointment routing for financial institutions, welcomes new executives to their leadership team. Denise Willett, VP of Sales, brings 20 years of experience in enterprise technology and SaaS. Daniela Puzo, VP of Marketing, joins with 15 years of experience in B2B tech marketing. Isabel Rochon, SVP Customer Experience, has over 20 years of experience in customer success. Renee Fisher, VP of Engineering, brings 25 years of tech experience. These new leaders will help Coconut Software scale operations for future growth and continue to build on their commitment to company culture and customer success. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.